You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis yesterday evening celebrated the closing mass of the year of consecrated life in St. Peter's Basilica. The year aimed to be an occasion of renewal for men and women in consecrated life, of thanksgiving among the faithful for the service of sisters, brothers, and priests, as well as an invitation to young Catholics to consider a religious vocation. Anne Schneibel has the details on the Pope's homily.
Celebrating Mass for the Feast of the Presentation of Jesus in the Temple, Pope Francis called on consecrated men and women to make courageous and prophetic choices, to not be afraid of getting their hands dirty, and of walking the geographical and existential peripheries of mankind today.
Come un fiume ora confluisce nel mare della misericordia.
During his homily, the Pope described the just-ended year of consecrated life as a river, saying it now flows into the Sea of Mercy, into the immense mystery of love that we are experiencing through the extraordinary Jubilee. Consecrated persons are, first and foremost, called to be men and women of encounter, the Pope said, adding that vocation is motivated by a life-changing encounter with God. Consecrated persons are called to be concrete and prophetic signs of God's closeness, of that sharing in a condition of fragility, of sin, and of the wounds of man in our time, the Pope said. Finally, Pope Francis said the Feast of the Presentation is a reminder to religious men and women to be grateful for their encounter with Jesus. At the conclusion of Mass, Pope Francis stepped out into St. Peter's Square to address a crowd of religious men and women who had participated in the Mass from outside the Basilica. He addressed them briefly, thanking them profusely for their service and prayers during the year for consecrated life. "Don't forget your first vocation," the Pope said. "Don't forget that beauty, that wonder of the first call to religious life." The year for consecrated life, which was celebrated throughout the world, began on the first Sunday of Advent in November 2014 and came to a close on the World Day of Consecrated Life on February 2nd, 2016. I'm Anne Schneibel.